I like to learn, as you know, on Thursdays from the Torah of Yeruchim, Ravitz. So I took a small piece to speak it out, but it's a very beautiful thought. And I found afterwards, and it's not a coincidence, Rabobi, who they put out his Shurim on Chumash, and he says, without quoting his Rebbe, he quotes the same idea in his own way. The Pasuk says that Yosef, who was being tempted by Eshes Potiphar, refused to accommodate her request, and then he goes on, explains to her why it wouldn't be the right thing to do. But before the Pasuk describes the arguments that Yosef makes in terms of betrayal and it's a sin, it says Vayimain, and he refused. There's also a long prep on that, which is also very revealing in terms of the struggle that went into it, Vayimain. But there was a Vayimain, and there's a psik after the Vayimain. And that, says Rabbi Yeruchim, has an important message, he says. The Targum Unkas says v'sarev, and he refused. It's as if somebody's asking something of somebody, and he just simply not taking it in. I'm not doing it. I'm not listening. No. The answer is no. La'yimamin. The answer is no. Before you get to the cheshbonos and the reasons, Finished. Definitive. Va'yimamin. No. He brings a medrash, gracious rabba. We find the expression me'en yivami by chalitza. When a person refuses to do yibam, he chooses to do chalitza. In the Chumash, it sounds like the Torah is not happy with the fact that he didn't do the mitzvah. But there's also some kind of a limud zchus here that the Medrash takes from this person who chose not to do yibam. The Medrash says, "Bidvar mitzvah mima'anin." Even for what's considered a mitzvah of yibam mima'anin, you have the option of saying no. "Bidvar avera in mima'anin." For an avera, you shouldn't exercise the right to say no, just say no, right? That was the slogan, right? Just say no to whatever it is. Says of Yeruchim, we find the idea of miyun is without rhyme or reason. Why doesn't he want to be making shame? Shame. You find the inyan of Yibam is a great inyan. You see Yehuda and Tamar, also the soul of Yibam. The answer is, he's afraid to flirt with an Avera of Karei, Sevesh Yisach. There's a Reach of Eshnepf from an Avera. Mitzvah of Yibam borders on an Avera. It's a special heter, Tchuya, Hutra, right? Evasei Shetzachichu Segale, Yevam Yavolea, B'diburecha Demru. However you say it, but Eshnepf a little bit from an Avera. According to Abba Shaul, the only heter of Yibam is only B'machavim L'Shem Mitzvah. There's an Avera involved. He's afraid, he doesn't want to get involved with this very shaky proposition. He doesn't even want to flirt in the slightest way with something which has associations with an Avera. And again, says Rabbi Yeruchim, even though at the end of the day the Torah seems to be looking at it as it was not what he should have done, that's why Chalitza represents that he somehow didn't seize the great opportunity of being making shame, but Chazal understood there's an akuda here that should be highlighted as a praise. That he's mema'in bidvar mitzvah because of the association of Avera. So he says something like this, which is a dvar Avera, kol kulo dvar Avera. It's a chefs of an Avera. Certainly one has to take this message to heart and use the fortitude and the strength of lema'in to say no. Vayimain has a psik. In other words, before we start discussing ands, ifs, or buts, and why, which ultimately you may need to do, especially for people who don't really fully understand where you're coming from and your convictions, but there has to first be a solid sense of conviction before you even get to the, you know, how do you explain it and how do you say it. That's the incredible message here. The tainus, the biurim, all that can come afterwards. That's Rabbi Yeruchim. And Rabobi just adds a point. He says, we have to look at ourselves in our own life and see how we have challenges, every one of us, and we have things pulling at us, and we don't realize that there's a certain inner strength that we have that we don't always realize that we have. And sometimes we just, you know, folded pieces. I have to say yes to this and yes to this, or maybe to this and maybe to that. He gives an example, just of one many examples. You're in the middle of learning and you're totally involved with the learning. Suddenly you feel a pang of thirst. So the second is immediate feeling, I'm a little thirsty, I have to go grab my, you know, grab my soda, my water, my coffee. I've got to run out quickly. And what if you were able to just ignore it? Say, no, I'm in the middle of learning, you know, in another hour, then I'll get it. There's a sense, Melchemes Hayetzer. And it has to be, again, and you could think of countless examples in all different areas, all different arenas, where we have to recognize, and this is also Hanukkah, in a sense, the sense of conviction, the strength of conviction, to be able to say at a certain point, you know, the work is still cut out for us, but it has to begin from a nekuda panimis, an inner place of strength and conviction that says, vayim ma'ein. No, that's not where I want to go. That's not what I want to do. That's not what I'm doing. I don't go there. I don't do that. It's not appropriate. And that has to be a solid feeling, just like over here, vayim ma'ein. And then as far as how to finesse it, how to negate it, but we have to trust sometimes that inner instinct and know that we have the strength to be able to fall back on it. That's the message you have here in the Vayimoyim Psik. Good Shabbos.